Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals April 8th through the 21st. Boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each and black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Yankees ended a 5-game losing streak, winning 11-10 over the Angels with 3 runs bottom of the ninth, including Trent Grisham's second homer of the evening. Aaron Judge hit 2. Philadelphia was a 13-7 winner against the Cubs, 2 home runs from Kyle Schwarber. Texas got 2 early homers from Jake Berger and won 8-1 at the A's, ending the Athletics' 5-game winning streak. The Dodgers sent the Mets to a 6th straight loss, 4-0. Winning pitcher Justin Robleski with 8 solid innings, just 2 hits allowed. The NHL regular season ends this Thursday. New York Rangers goalie Jonathan Quick is retiring. He lost his final start, giving up a goal in the last 2 minutes at Florida, 3-2. Philadelphia won in a shootout against Carolina to clinch a playoff spot. Buffalo won 5-1 at Chicago to clinch a division title. And UCLA women's hoops with a record 5 taken in the first round of the WNBA draft.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, April 14th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Water Conservation District schedules meetings for desalination plans. California Mid-State Fair nominated for Rodeo of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. San Luis Obispo County Flood Control and Water Conservation District will be holding 2 upcoming sessions regarding desalination plans in the county. Desalination is a proposed method to strengthening long-term water supply resilience in San Luis Obispo County to help adapt to future water needs and climate uncertainties. The county says it has reached a key milestone in the desal plan feasibility study and will be hosting 2 engagement sessions to share the progress to date. The first session will be held in the Morro Bay Community Center, 1001 Kennedy Way, on Monday, April 20th. The second will be at the Ramona Garden Park Center, 933 Ramona Way, Avenue in Pismo Beach on April 21st. Both sessions will be held from 6 to 8 p.m. Participants will learn how potential ocean desalination concepts are being evaluated, key technical, environmental, and economic considerations, and how desalination could fit within a broader water supply portfolio. The California Mid-State Fair has once again been nominated for Fair Rodeo of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. Mid-State Fair says this nomination comes alongside iconic events in North America, including the Cheyenne Frontier Days, Florida Strawberry Festival, and the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. CEO of the fair, Colleen Boyorquez, said the California Mid-State Fair has become known for delivering great entertainment year after year, and 2026 is no exception. This year's lineup is one of our strongest yet. The Fair Rodeo of the Year Award recognizes excellence in presenting country music. Nominees are selected by industry professionals from across the country music community. Winners will be announced in May during the 61st Academy of Country Music Awards live broadcast, which honorees recognized in Nashville this August. Miss California Mid-State Fair pageant deadline, signups. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The California Mid-State Fair announced this Friday, April 17th, is the deadline to apply for the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant. This annual contest is about far more than a crown, said pageant director Courtney Lucas. It's about confidence, mentorship, and creating opportunities for young women to grow and represent their community. Contestants will compete in interview, talent, evening wear, and fair proposal contests. Eligible applicants must be young women from San Luis Obispo County who have graduated high school or equivalent and meet all other pageant requirements. Applications can be found at MissCMSF.com. The San Luis Obispo Police Department released information of an incident that occurred just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday, April 7th. CHP requested slow police to assist them near the intersection of Marsh and Higuera. CHP had come upon a single vehicle with extensive damage, but no driver was in or around the car. Officers discovered an open bottle of vodka on the dashboard and found evidence that the vehicle was driving against one-way flow of traffic. They located the registered owner of the car, who stated her ex-boyfriend had stolen the car after physically assaulting her. Officers eventually found the male who matched the description given by witnesses, who was found to be 17 years old and heavily intoxicated. They said they attempted to flee several times and was abusive towards hospital staff and officers when he was transported for evaluation. He was transported to the Juvenile Services Center, booked on charges including felony grand theft, vehicle theft, misdemeanor, driving under the influence, hit and run, and resisting arrest. The second Atascadero City Council meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. Tonight's agenda currently has no discussion items or public hearings scheduled. The consent agenda contains an annual report for sales tax measure D12 and the second reading of an ordinance that approves the zoning code update for the Home Depot master plan development. City Council approved the first reading on March 24th with a unanimous vote, which will infill three undeveloped areas at the Home Depot Commercial Center on El Camino Real with a Chick-fil-A restaurant, drive-through car wash, and a commercial tenant space. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers beat the Athletics 8-1, the Dodgers shut out the Mets 4-0, Yankees over the Angels 11-10. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mets, the Padres will go against the Mariners, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Giants will go against the Reds, the Angels will face the Yankees. Tonight, in the NBA, the Warriors will face the Clippers. In California news, just a day after Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell suspended his campaign for California governor, he also announced he will leave Congress. This was as lawmakers are pushing for a vote to expel him. Swalwell is facing allegations of sexual assault, nude photos, and explicit images from women who are employed by him. The man shot in Northern California by Immigration and Customs Enforcement last week was arrested by the FBI on Monday. Carlos Ivan Mendoza was shot by ICE agents after attempting to flee from an enforcement stop last week. DHS officials say that Mendoza is a gang member wanted in El Salvador in connection with a murder. A man from Texas has been arrested in San Francisco for attempting to kill OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. 20-year-old Daniel Moreno Gama allegedly threw an incendiary device at Altman's home at about 4 a.m. before fleeing on foot to OpenAI's headquarters about 3 miles away. No one was injured in his attack on the home. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Genetics has carried our agricultural productivity a long way, but with new genome editing tools, we may still be just at the tip of the iceberg of what's possible. Pairwise co-founder Tom Adams sees opportunities for genome editing to grow the average consumption of healthy fruits and vegetables.
The opportunity with genetics is huge, and it's always been what's driven the improvements in our lives, in especially produce and food. So, I mean, it's amazing when you go into a supermarket today and you see the variety of things that you can buy in the middle of winter. And that's because of great contributions made by genetics. There's still plenty of things to be done, and we still have lots of opportunity to drive more consumption of healthy fruits and vegetables. And it's great that actually in the world now, I think we're for the first time in ever on a trend to have people consuming more and more fruits and vegetables. And, you know, that comes from creating more variety as well as, you know, more awareness of the health benefits of doing that. So I think what gene editing does and what's important to recognize is it's just accelerating what's happened and what's been so beneficial to us. And, you know, who can be against doing good things faster? So I think it's a really great opportunity.
Pairwise has been behind innovations like pitless cherries and seedless blackberries.
When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Linsco's LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th, 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charolais, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit linscosltranch.com. And remember, bid live at DV Auction or liveag.com.
Country music's Trace Atkins. Live in concert Thursday, May 14th at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana. One of country music's hottest performers with special guests, Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler. Tickets on sale now at buckinghorsesale.com. Trace Atkins with Corb Lund and Kenny Fiedler at the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, Miles City, Montana.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
At RE/MAX Success, we believe success means more than transactions. Since 2020, along with Success Charities, we've raised over $385,000 and donated back into our local communities. And yes, everyone's watching the market, and it's starting to heat up. Timing matters. Strategy matters, and experience matters. Now is the time to connect with your trusted real estate professional. RE/MAX, voted number one most trusted real estate agents. RE/MAX Success, here for your future.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Two Democrats running to be California's next governor scorned a state law that their own party, along with influential labor unions, celebrated as a major victory a decade ago. The state's 2016 agricultural overtime law was meant to raise wages for farm workers, but research has shown it ended up reducing overall earnings as employers shortened the work week to keep their production costs down. Katie Porter, an Orange County Democrat and former member of the U.S. House of Representatives, cited the law as an example of policies that don't make sense and that drive up costs. Porter made the comments last week during an April 1st gubernatorial candidate forum at California State University, Fresno. Antonio Villaraigosa, a Democrat and former mayor of Los Angeles, agreed with Porter's comments on the overtime law. "You're right," Villaraigosa said, citing research from the University of California, Berkeley, that documented the reduction in farm worker income. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with an ambulance en route in front of the Templeton Market. The incident was first reported at about 8:15 this morning. CHP has several units at the scene. No further information is available at this time. Again, CHP reported that there is a traffic incident in front of the Templeton Market, first reported at about 8:15 this morning. No further information is available at this time. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tomorrow with highs in the mid 70s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Mid-70s Thursday and Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid-70s on Sunday, low 60s on Monday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are gaining, helped by a less severe inflation reading than predicted and mostly better than expected bank earnings. The producer price index inflation at the wholesale level rose 4% in the year ending in March. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, came in at 3.8%. Economists were predicting readings topping 4%. Crude oil prices are under $100 a barrel today on anticipation of negotiations with Iran. J.P. Morgan Chase reported an upbeat quarter, though its stock is narrowly lower. And Amazon is getting ready to deliver satellite internet service to compete with Elon Musk's Starlink. Amazon is buying satellite operator Globalstar for about $11 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards, but the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Are you curious about what your valuables are worth? Well, attend Bella Jewel's upcoming buying event and speak with the state specialist who will give your items a free, no-obligation offer. It's May 19th through May 21st. They buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, and currency, artwork, antiques, and much more. And if you choose to sell your items, they also offer immediate payment. So don't miss this opportunity to get paid for your unused valuables at no cost to you. Call or text Bella Jewel, 805-238-2231.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. During the California Gold Rush, everyone who got wealthy didn't do it in the gold fields. One of these men was a Bavarian immigrant who went there to make tents and sails. On April 15, 1850, a Bavarian immigrant named Levi Strauss sailed from New York to San Francisco. He had heard about the opportunities for merchants selling to the 49ers, and he wanted his share. He brought with him bolts of canvas for making tents and sails, but in San Francisco, he found there was a glut of canvas. One day, a prospector told him, "You should have brought pants. Pants didn't wear worth a hoot up here in the diggings." So Levi started making waist-high overalls with the canvas, using brass rivets at the stress points. The miners stood in line for them, but the cowboys, being a bit elitist, thought the bulky tan pants were for miners and farmers. Besides, those rivets scratched their saddles. Later, Levi started importing a tough cotton cloth he found in Nîmes, France. It was called Serge de Nîmes, which incidentally was shortened to denims. He dyed the cloth a deep indigo, changed the rivets so they wouldn't scratch a saddle, and guaranteed them to shrink, wrinkle, and fade. Now they were acceptable to the cowboys. A person could buy a pair of blue jeans, or Levi's as they were called, and jump in a trough of cold water to let the pants shrink to fit. Levi's changed little until 1939, when the president of the company, Walter Haas, went on a fishing trip. After warming his backside at the fire, he bent down and discovered something that cowboys had known for 75 years. It was that the crotch rivet had the potential to become a brand.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The California Mid-State Fair announced this Friday, April 17th, is the deadline to apply for the Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant. Eligible applicants must be young women from San Luis Obispo County who have graduated high school or equivalent and met all other pageant requirements. San Luis Obispo Police Department released information of an incident that occurred just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday, April 7th. A vehicle with extensive damage, but no driver, was in or around the car. An open bottle of vodka on the dashboard was found. Officers located the suspect, a 17-year-old who assaulted and stole the car from his ex-girlfriend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Day two of the U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, and there could be more talks between the U.S. and Iran this week.
Vice President J.D. Vance sat down with our Brett Baer and told him that he actually thinks they were not able to cut a deal with Iran in Pakistan over the weekend because the Iranian negotiators had to go back to Tehran and get approval for the terms set by the U.S.
Fox's Aisha Hazian at the White House. Secretary of State Marco Rubio hosting a big meeting today.
Ambassador-level talks will take place today between Israel and Lebanon aimed at disarming Hezbollah and creating peaceful relations between the two countries. We know these direct talks are the first of their kind since 1982 when negotiations led to a short agreement between Israel and Lebanon.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. America's listening to Fox News.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, you're going to have a little bit of sunshine today. Enjoy it. Highs in the low 70s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the low 40s. And some clouds and sunshine on your Wednesday with highs in the mid-70s. Same on Thursday. Friday, sunny mid-70s. Upper 70s Saturday. Sunday, mid-70s. Could get some rain. Now we're down to about a 40% chance on later on Monday, mid-60s. Tuesday, about a 45 to 50% chance of rain, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 8, 6:32 a.m., 7:35 p.m. We're at 45 degrees, and your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Ryan Rundle, he's the president of Turning Point USA, the Cal Poly chapter, and also Laura Deloy, the program and education manager for the Alzheimer's Association Central Coast. That's with Eric this afternoon. Barry's at a meeting in Chicago, we got called. So there you do. Go enjoy it. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. You need it 24/7, same day. Call them 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL. It's that easy. So many options in today's world. It's amazing.
Got on board the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, got kind of a funny text here. And it is, where? Let's see here. I thought I had it. All right. Okay, here it is. Kevin, I just spent a couple of nights camping near Angel's Camp. It's beautiful up there. And paid a visit to Mark Twain's cabin. Now I'm in Half Moon Bay and saw the old sign in the window. Wise man he was, I've included. And one of them from Mark Twain is, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they've been fooled. I like that. Another one. Politicians and diapers must be changed often and for the same reason. And the final one, Mark Twain, the political and commercial morals of the United States are not merely food for laughter. They are an entire banquet. A wise man that Mr. Twain was, wouldn't you say? Yes, indeed. Let's see here. Kevin, good morning. Regarding the Eric Swalwell deal, I am now convinced that in order to get a representative to step down, a representative from the other party must be sacrificed. This is the uniparty in action. Okay. Also here on the text, we have by law, bond measures cannot be used for salaries or employees. It can only be used for building and facility improvements. Is money fungible? Yes. Okay. And the concert, North County concert time for Sunday is 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. So just a couple of things on the text. Thank you very much for that. And also, I received this thing on drug use and Parkinson's. And Parkinson's disease is currently the most rapid-growing neurological degenerative disease. And over the past generation, its global burden has more than doubled. Well, I told you the percentage from 1990 is 274. And as again mentioned, the onset of PD, we'll call it, can arise due to environmental, sporadic, or genetic factors. And most, though, cases have unknown beginnings. However, there is cannabinoids have been associated with the treatment of the symptoms. PD and medical cannabis is currently under the spotlight in research to find its benefits on PD are going on worldwide. However, the described clinical applications and safety with cannabis products are yet to be fully supported by scientific evidence. Furthermore, these substances are currently a popular alternative to classical drugs of abuse, representing an unknown health hazard for young adults who may develop PD later in their lifetime. Okay. And this research is extremely important for temporary society since the illicit drugs legalization is under discussion, which may have consequences both for the onset of PD, that's Parkinson's disease, and for the treatment of its symptoms. So that's why more money is needed to find out about this. Again, this is, at least now, it's not self-inflicted like a lot of the things that people do, which I brought up last hour, and the billions of dollars on us. Again, when you go back over the course of X amount of years in your own lifetime, think of how much money has been spent on things that people bring upon themselves, which therefore are inflicted on the rest of us society. We have to pay for them. We have to pay for them. That's not the case with things when we have no control or little control over such things as this. So just a little something to throw out. That's why I brought it up, because I, when I was getting ready to interview Allison yesterday, I just came across some amazing statistics on Parkinson's disease and so forth and so on. And anyway, so one of the things, Chris, again, I know you're like, well, you know more than me about AI, but have you heard of procedures where they're, I don't know what exactly what they're called, but you can implant things in, into people's brains?
You're going to have to get a little more specific than that.
I can't.
Well, then I don't know.
Well, it has to do with addiction. Some addictions, or even some way to respond, send pulses or something to the brain, you know, basically like slapping it upside the head. So what I'm getting at here is, again, when I was having a conversation recently with someone, they were telling me on the addiction, that we have, particularly with foods. Now, there has been a, you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I'll just call him our food czar, he has indicated that some of the ingredients that are put into foods, and we've seen the battle here in California to get it out of the food industry, there are addictive things, supposedly, that they put into foods that make us keep going back and getting some of the things that are supposedly unhealthy, right? Don't you, like most of us, have a craving for some things once in a while?
Well, yeah, we learned that in health class.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, it mostly has to do with sugars, because sugar's very addicting for us humans.
Okay, so how that's interesting in health class. I'm not going to say I never heard it, but I never had that in any health class. So how did... what did it state? Is it deliberate, or is it because sugar is a natural product?
Yeah, sugar is a natural product, but putting more sugar into something is a lot more deliberate.
So, in other words, you know, again, we'll use the Fruit Loops.
Right.
All right. So, you put more sugar in that, and you want more?
Essentially.
Okay.
I mean, there's also other addictive substances that I can't think of off the top of my head, but yeah.
That are deliberately put in there. So did the discussion ever get into that the food companies know this, and so you buy more, they put more, or just maybe not more, but they put this, whatever it, this substance is, into the food, whether it's potato chips or anything processed, that this is going to make people coming back for more?
Well, yeah, I think it's...
Is it the mind that says, gee, I got to have this?
Subconsciously, yeah, because I forget the exact chemical name, but basically our brain releases a certain chemical whenever we have something that we enjoy. And by having too much of it, we can sort of damage our brains to where it doesn't release as much of it when we consume those things we enjoy. And that's how an addiction starts.
Okay, so... Your brain says, oh man, I got to have that again.
Yeah, I got to have that again. And then eventually having it again doesn't feel the same way. So you try having more to have it again, and then more and more and more and more.
All right. Did it get into the purpose? Well, the purpose would be easy because the food companies want you buying more of the product.
Pretty much.
That's it. So whatever this thing is, and I can't think of the name of it. that they can put into your body, to your brain, to, is it, I wonder down the road with AI, will it be possible to, whatever this, again, if somebody out there, and I know you know what I'm general or kind of talking about, that gets implemented and it distracts the addiction. See where I'm going?
I kind of see where you're going, yeah. That just sounds like high-tech future stuff, though, that I'm not certain about.
Well, perhaps it won't be needed if we continue to go down what some states like California have done regarding what the companies can and cannot put in food. But I go back to this 274% increase in Parkinson's when much of it, when you read about it, is related to environmental, particularly pesticides. So I don't know, maybe somebody in the industry out there would know that regarding pesticides, I forget the name of the one that was outlawed years ago. Was it DDT or something like that? And were some of these pesticides designed, obviously, to be able to cultivate more product so the companies can then make more and they can sell more. But to do so, there's something in these products that we eat that makes it addictive to us. Or is it just natural that the human body is addictive to things? Because why would some people not be addictive to it? I don't know. But we're seeing more kinds of things where people are developing, shall we say, issues, and where is it all related? You know, where does it come from? So, look, I'm not saying I'm going to have Fruit Loops, but, there are certain things that, we all like and we all go back to. And I guess the key has always been in moderation. That's pretty simple. They're even doing it with some ice cream. And ice cream is a $7.5 billion industry. And you're seeing some things, ice cream trends, they're turning up. And, it's some of the same flavors that are familiar to all of us. But there are other flavors that are coming on because Americans want them. And, for example, and they found adults in a recent survey found vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry ranked as the top three favorites among Americans. That's not a surprise. And 97% of Americans scream for ice cream.
Well, you got me there. I'm part of the 97% then.
I would be too. I don't have it very often, but I do like it. But Americans are looking for more flavors, which is not uncommon because Americans have been looking for more flavors or more, different types in a lot of things, whether it's the colas, the drinks, the coffees, and so forth. Nothing can just be straight coffee anymore. It's got to be all this other stuff with it. So have at it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Interesting topic. I just thought of something, just a good old common sense. If something doesn't taste good, I don't buy it again. If it tastes really good, then I get more. And sugar certainly is, I guess, the top item, like in cereals anyway, or even in candy. If it tastes good, hey. And I wouldn't call it an addiction. It just, I don't know, it's the direction we go.
Well, it might be addiction if it's causing health issues and you overindulge.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's people are called fat. Yes, they overindulge.
Well, okay, so let me see. What is something? I'm going to assume you like pizza.
Yeah, I mean, pizza's good. It's got fat in it.
Right, but we get a hankering or we like pizza. And so, and I'm not saying you, but I'm just, so we're just using pizza as an example.
Yeah.
So, and again, I'm guessing here that most people don't have pizza, three times a week or anything like that. That's my assumption. However, So you get your pizza, and what do you know, probably a lot of people do with something they like very much. They overeat when they get it, right?
Yeah, you probably do indulge more in a like a pizza, you say, because it tastes good, and it also smells good.
Okay, so...
Yeah, part of your taste is your smell.
Mm-hmm. But you're not addicted to it.
I don't know. See, you're using the word addiction, and I don't think... I think it's a separate item. It's not. I don't think the two are mixed, really. I mean, there's things we like, and then I think an addiction is you have to have it in your mind.
Okay, it's all right then. In your mind, is coffee?
Yeah, that's true.
Is somebody that has coffee every day, and is that an addiction?
I would say, yeah. I used to be a heavy coffee drinker, and when I worked in an office, I drank maybe 6 cups a day, at least, wandering back and forth with my cup.
Did your mind or your body say, I need to have this coffee to be able to make it through the day?
I don't even think I thought about it. I just did it. In fact, I was in the Navy, and our preoccupation when you're on a ship is to go down to the mess decks, get... And you had your cup, big urns there, and you put the coffee in it, and then you go back, and you do this all day long.
All right, so let's get a little goofy here. Then at what point does your mind or your body say, "Boy, I need that other cup of coffee"? Is it your mind saying it because you don't have something in your hand? Or is it your body saying, boy, I don't know if coffee would solve your thirst.
No, I don't. I was really addicted to coffee for many, many years, and I finally just said, I'm not going to do it anymore.
So
I'm done.
But you had to have it.
Well, I guess. I mean, I could function without it, but I don't know. You bring up an interesting topic on that, because I never thought about it being an addiction, but I did do a lot of it.
Okay, so again, I'm getting real goofy here. Is that so?
Yeah, I know.
So we're going through our day, and you know, minding our own business, doing work, whatever it is, and then all of a sudden, something says, "Gosh, I've got to have a hamburger." Where does that come from?
Well, sometimes, what do you call it? Kind of like hunger pains in your stomach. You say, I'm hungry. Yeah, well, where does I'm hungry come from?
I don't know, but why does it, you know, pinpoint one particular craving? Why doesn't it say, boy, I'm really hungry. I'd like to have some Brussels sprouts. We don't do that, do we?
You don't like Brussels sprouts. I know that.
I know, but I was thinking of a healthy food. Generally, we go to something that is not necessarily healthy for us. Although we could say a lot of things. Well, with pizza, it's got fat, but it's got cheese, and cheese has protein, so that's a good food.
I don't know. There's a lot of fat in pizza.
Right, but you could. What I'm saying is, you could justify. Well, there is some protein in it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, you know, you look at that, and, you know, some of the things when you see on the labels, they're important to have in your system, even though it may be a small percentage, but you can look at the label and say, gee, this has some protein or vitamin C in it. The rest of it is garbage, but I don't care because it tastes good.
That's exactly right. I don't care.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. You know, I don't know what. It'd be interesting to get a doctor that works in that field of people that are on addictions, because I'm not quite sure what an addiction is now that you bring it up.
Well, I've always been curious why some people become addicted. And you know, generally when we think of addictions, we think of maybe three things, gambling, alcohol, and drugs. But my guess is we're addicted to a lot more things.
No, I think people that do drugs, I've known some people that it's serious drugs. They just like getting high. I mean, if they could go sit in a corner, stoned out of their mind, they're happy. You know, so okay. We're unproductive people.
Well, yeah, but that has, if you're looking at it as a lifestyle, that obviously has consequences as opposed to, you know, people that, you know, Friday and Saturday night, you know, they work Monday through Fridays and they just want to, you know, get high or do whatever, and then Monday they're okay.
Sort of, yeah. A lot of them are hungover.
Well, but you understand what I'm saying.
I know. I've been there.
So you know, like, and different people with, I guess I've always been curious why certain different people are addicted to different things, and I'm not talking about liking something. I'm talking about addicted to them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something in the, how the brain works, apparently. Like I said, it's be interesting to doctor actually talk to a doctor that treats, you know, addictions. They probably, you know, obviously know a lot more about it than we do, but
mm-hmm.
Well, they'd have to have kind of an idea. We have a doctor that. A retired doctor that listens in. It'd be interesting if he had any ideas.
Yeah, because they you know, they may have studied this, even though it may not be his field.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, sir. Well, we appreciate it, and no more coffee. How long?
I haven't drank coffee since I was 45, and I'm in my 80s now, so it's been a long time.
Do you ever get a hankering for it, or is it that so far?
No.
That's so far past.
No, yeah. I just said one day I said I'm not going to do this anymore.
So you went cold turkey.
Yeah, well, I'm good at that. I quit smoking when I was 22, and I was a heavy smoker, and I quit drinking alcohol when I was in my 40s, also because we had alcoholism in the family, so.
Man, coffee, booze, and cigarettes. You were a mess.
Yeah, I'm really a boring person to be around.
All right, well, glad you're still with us, sir.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm doing pretty good.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, bye. Booze, should have thrown it. The booze, the coffee, the cigarettes, and who knows what else. All right, let's see here. Folks, you may not remember, but it is a day to remember. It is a day that President Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded. In 1865, he died the next morning, of course. And also on this day, the Titanic sunk. And on this day in 1912. In 1910, William Howard Taft, bathtub president, he started a long-standing tradition of the United States presidents throwing the opening ball of the baseball season. Well, that would be the, he did it from the stands, though. And he was able to get up out of his seat, unlike the bathtub in the White House. All right, that is it for this Tuesday edition here on the Morning Exchange, The Right Choice. We're all done for this edition, and we've got the update right now.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. San Luis Obispo County Flood Control and Water Conservation District will be holding two upcoming sessions regarding desalination plans in the county. The first will be in the Morro Bay Community Center, 1001 Kennedy Way, Monday, April 20th. The second will be at the Ramona Garden Park Center in Pismo Beach on April 21st. Both will be from 6 to 8 p.m. San Luis Obispo Police Department released information of an incident that occurred just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday, April 7th. A vehicle with extensive damage but no driver was found in or around the car. An open bottle of vodka on the dashboard was also found. Officers located the suspect, a 17-year-old who stole the car from his ex-girlfriend and assaulted her. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, Eric's coming in this afternoon for Barry. Barry's out of town, and he'll have Ryan Ruddle, the president of Turning Point USA, the Cal Poly chapter. Then Laura Deloy, program and education matter, the Alzheimer's Association California Central Coast chapter. Enjoy that and enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local, why don't you? And continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.